Continue in your prayer the time I stand before you. Appreciate so very much the things that's gone before. And as we continue to pray, if you would, pray I might say something that the Lord would be in the matter. He'd use me as He sees fit. If He doesn't, that's fine. If He does, that's fine also. Couple of thoughts I had. Our brother was speaking. It's by one offering. He hath perfected for them that are sanctified. It made me think of Romans chapter 6, verse 10. It says that about our Lord Jesus Christ, that He died unto sin. He died unto sin once. He died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. I'd like to turn and look at a passage of Scripture Brother Daniel's quoted, found in 1 John 5:7. 1 John 5:7 says, "There's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one."
Yeah.
He quoted that text, and he talked about we ought to honor the Son as we do the Father. And he quoted the text in John 10:31 that Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." You know, Paul told the young man Timothy in 3:16 of 1 Timothy that great is the mystery of godliness. You know, the triune God, the Godhead, is a great mystery.
Yeah.
It says, "God, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." And I don't understand that. But I believe that there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. They're one in essence, and they're one in, as He said, their attributes. The attributes of God. They're one in mercy. They're one in justice. They're one in righteousness. They're one in knowledge. They're one in omnipotence. They're one in omniscience. All the attributes of God, they're one. These three are one. And I'd like to look for a little while this afternoon at not just that there's a Trinity, but I want to look at the unity of the Trinity.
Yeah.
These three are one. But there are three. Like I said, I don't understand that. There's a body, soul, and spirit in a man. I don't understand that either. But I believe it. Because Paul told Timothy, I pray God, he says that that your whole body, I pray God your whole soul, body, and spirit be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a three in one. Well, we have a three in one God. I can't explain it, but I'm going to tell you they're one. And that scripture alone right there will tell you and prove that they are one. But I'd like to look at a few other places and found in the Bible. The Bible is full of this truth, that there is but one God. We go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, is one Lord." The Lord our God is one Lord. He's the only one. There's just one. We do not believe in three gods. Now, those that are called Trinitarians, or those that believe in the Trinity, are often accused of believing that there are three separate gods.
Yeah.
And that's not so. There's just one God. And we find in Psalms 86, verse 10, it says, "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." There's only one God. And we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 that the Apostle Paul, he says in verse 4 that there is none other God but one. There's only one true and living God. He said, though there be that are called gods, little G-O-D-S,
yeah.
There's lots of little gods that people claim and bow down to, but unto us there's only one true and living God. And that's all this Bible teaches. One true and living God. And I want to show you that there's three manifestations of God. There's three offices that He fulfills in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Alright? Let's look at the Father. Most people acknowledge that the Father is God. That's not... most people acknowledge that. We find in... Let's turn over to Philippians. It says, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, and the bishops and deacons, he says, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father. From who? God our Father. That said, our Father is God. That's God our Father. He says the same thing in Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 2. Addressing that church to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, he says, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father. God is the Father. The Father is God. He's the one and the true and living God. And besides that, I find that He's the Jehovah God of the Old Testament. And I want to say this about the Old Testament names of God. You know, there's many different names, and I don't know them all, in the Hebrew, that are names of God.
Yeah.
There's lots of them. There's, I believe, El Shaddai. I may not pronounce these right. You've got Elohim, El Shaddai. You've got Adonai. You've got Jehovah, or Yahweh. There's lots of different Hebrew names for God. But they're all talking about the same true and living God. There's only one God. Go to Psalms chapter 100, verse 3. It says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. If you go check that out, it says, know ye that the Lord, know ye that Jehovah, He is Elohim. Elohim is Jehovah. And Jehovah is Elohim. And the other part, you go to, let's go to Psalms chapter 83. Psalms 83. And we find that David is talking about Elohim. And he says, oh my God, make them like a wheel. Talking about his enemies. And he says, and so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with the storm. He's talking about, oh God, oh Elohim. And he says, fill their faces with shame, that they may speak thy name, oh Jehovah. He says, Elohim is Jehovah. And he keeps reading there. He keeps saying, he says, let them be confounded and be troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. He said, Elohim is Jehovah. Psalms 100 said, Jehovah, the Lord, He is Elohim. He is God. And we go to Isaiah chapter 6, just for one more. I say Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord, Adonai, sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. And you go, and then he saw those seraphims cry, holy, 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 Lord of hosts. That's Jehovah. And guess what? Let's just look at that. Isaiah chapter 6. You remember he saw this king, and that wasn't Uzziah. He died, remember? This is another king on a throne that he saw. And it was Adonai. God. Alright? But we find in verse about 6, I believe it is. Verse 5. When he saw that and heard the proclamation of holy, holy, holy of this thrice holy God, he said, woe is me, for I'm undone, and I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Jehovah, the Lord, the Jehovah of hosts, the Lord of hosts. Well, I thought he saw Adonai. He did. This all names of the same true living God, Jehovah God. All these different names. Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah. There is one true living God. And I'm going to tell you that the Father is called God. He is God. Now, if you go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, you'll find what Jesus said about God. You'll find what He said about the Father. Alright? He said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You know, He just called the Father Lord of heaven and earth? Hell, He is. The Father is Lord of heaven and earth. I said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Jesus Christ called the Father the Lord of heaven and earth. Now, most people don't deny that. You remember when Christ was in the wilderness and You know, there's only, like I said, there's only one true and living God. Jesus told Satan when he was tempted alright? He said that that third time, he said, get thee hence, Satan. Remember, Satan showed him all the world. You know, Satan is referred to as the prince of the world and the god of this world. He showed him all these things. He says, all this you can have if you'll fall down and worship me. What did Jesus say? He said, get thee hence, Satan. As it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Him only shalt thou serve. That tells us we're supposed to only worship God. Then I find in 4th chapter of John, verse 23, Jesus on this occasion, he just now said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But he says in 4:23 of John, he says, the time is coming, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. See, the Father's God. They shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God will receive worship because he is the only one worthy of worship. Alright? Enough on the Father. There's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Let's talk about the Word. He already quoted John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and this is the capital W-O-R-D. Same one John in his epistle 1:1 of 1 John. He talks about the Word that we have seen and we beheld in our hands have handled of the Word of life. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Word that was in the beginning with God and was God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And this is the same one in John 1:14. Says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was made flesh. He was manifested to take away our sins. Did you know that Jesus is God? Jesus, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 11, God says, I am, even I am the God, I am God, and besides me there is no Savior. Is Jesus the Savior? Well, then He's God. And if Jesus isn't, if He's not God, then God didn't save you. God was manifest in the flesh. He was born of a woman. And He's got a Father. And the Father's God too. You remember over in Galatians 4:4? And He says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. That tells me that God is the Father. There's another text. God's the Father, but He's also got a Son. He's manifest in the flesh to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Alright? But I want you to see that Jesus Christ is Jehovah. He's Jehovah God. He is the one true and living God. Let's go back. I want to go back over to Isaiah chapter 6. You remember that account when Isaiah saw the Lord high lifted up? He saw Adonai. He saw Jehovah on the throne. And he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and woe is me, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then you know what happens after that? There's a coal taken from off the altar of God and laid upon, seraphim does that, and lays it upon his lips and says, thine iniquity is purged and thy sin is taken away. And I heard a voice of the Lord. Now here's the Lord talking now. And he says, here I am. And the Lord said, who shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed. Now listen to this. He said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and be healed. Alright. That's what God, Jehovah, Adonai, that's what the Jehovah God said. Alright. Now I want to go to John chapter 12. And we're going to find that Christ is over in John chapter 12. And he's been speaking to the people. In verse 23, the hour has come and the Son of Man shall be glorified. And he talks and preaches to the people. And guess what? He said, Father, glorify thy name. Jesus did. And there's a multitude of people there. And guess what? There's a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, and the angels spake unto him. These people heard out of heaven God saying this to His Son. But guess what? They didn't believe. They didn't believe. You keep reading here in this account. We'll go on down here. And he says in verse 36, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. But see, they didn't believe. He's been having a discourse with them, and he's shown all these miracles and signs and wonders, and they didn't believe. Alright? Verse 36, these things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake. Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He gave us a prophecy right there of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 1. And we find here in 39, he gave two prophecies. He said, these people not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is a fulfillment of these prophecies. That's what he's saying. Yeah. He said, one is where Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? They didn't believe the report. They didn't believe it. And he said, therefore, verse 39, therefore they could not believe because that Isaiah said again. Oh, here's another prophecy. And I just read it over in Isaiah 6. He said, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. That's the same thing that Jehovah, who was on the throne, said to Isaiah over in Isaiah 6. So he's quoting Isaiah 6. And then what did it say? Let's read the next verse. Verse 41. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Who did he see over there? I believe he saw Jesus Christ when he saw him and spake of his glory. He prophesied when he saw the Lord, he saw there, it was Jehovah, that was Christ. And as I said, these things said Isaiah. Both of those prophecies. Go read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Those are all prophecies of Christ. Don't read Isaiah and try to tell me that he didn't know and didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he saw his glory and he spake of him when he wrote these things. Lord, who hath believed our report? I mean, 53rd of Isaiah. Every scripture in there is a prophetic reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. He carried our sorrows. He was stricken. He was bruised for our iniquity. And he talks about him being suspended on a cross with the transgressors and putting away sin. And all we like as sheep have gone astray. The Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah spoke that, 53rd chapter, when he saw the glory of Jehovah, of Christ. That's what he said. Same thing in Isaiah 6. Who do you think that king was? I think it's the same king that was prophesied in Jeremiah 23, verse 5. It says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and execute justice and judgment in the earth. It says, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. Now get this. And he said, it shall come to pass that Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby this king shall be called, what's his name? The Lord our righteousness. That's Jehovah our righteousness. Yeah. Jesus is Jehovah. There's three that bear record in heaven, but these three see are one. The Lord God Jehovah. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 10, verse 12, for one more point. We find there that there's another prophecy. And you look in 12:1 of Zechariah, Jehovah is speaking. Thus saith the Lord, Jehovah. Alright? You go down to the 10th verse, and it says that he's going to send the spirit of supplication, and it says, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. All upon me? Yeah, Jehovah said that. He said, they're going to look upon me, Jehovah, whom they have pierced. The fulfilling of that prophecy is in 19th chapter of John, verse 36 and 37, I believe. It says, you remember that soldier took that sword and he pierced the side of our Lord after he was dead upon the cross? And out come water and blood separated. It says, this fulfilled that prophecy where it said, they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. This is the Jehovah God that was manifested in the flesh. I can't understand, I can't explain everything about it, but the Word of God says it. The Word of God teaches it. And besides that, I find that God, the Father, said that the Son was God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Remember, it talks about God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. We got a Son. I'm saying we got a Father too. And the Father was speaking of the Son. You go to verse 8, and it, you know, in the first chapter of Hebrews, It's being set forth the superiority of Christ over the angels.
Right.
Said unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Or again, I will be to him a father, and him to me a son. He didn't say that to any of the angels, but he did unto his son.
Yeah.
He said, he said that he made his angels, I'll have to go read that, ministering servants. Made his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Verse 8, but unto the Son, he said, Thy throne, O God. Here's the Father says to the Son, Thy throne, O God. He called him God, didn't he? He sure did. And I find that another proof that he is the only true and living God is that he accepted worship. When he was in his ministry here, he was worshiped. Remember the little woman in Tyre and Sidon who had the little woman, I mean the daughter that was grievous and vexed with the devil, and she came to the Lord, and this is the old Gentile girl, came to the Lord and said, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. She knew who this was. That's a prophetic reference to Christ. Lord, thou son of David. And she comes there, says, Help me. He answered her not a word. Well, brother, she fell down and worshiped him. She worshiped him. You know, I remember one occasion in Acts chapter 10, Peter, old Cornelius started bowing down to Peter. Peter wouldn't accept worship. He said, Stand up, I'm a man. I remember John, the Apostle John, in Revelation 22. He bowed down before the feet of an angel to worship. And that angel said, See, thou do it not. I'm of thy brethren. And I'm of thy brethren of the prophets. I'm a fellow servant. Don't do that. You remember what Jesus said? He said, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But he accepted worship because he is the Lord God. Heaven and earth. Thomas knew that. You remember when Thomas was there? Remember after the Lord's resurrection from the dead? And he came and met with the apostles. Remember Thomas wasn't there that one time? And then they told him, Thomas, he appeared, he was here. Well, Thomas said, Doubting Thomas, I'll not believe it unless I see it. You know, the old Jew, they got to see to believe. You know, Jews require a sign. I mean, he had to see it to believe it. Well, they were all assembled that next week. And the doors were shut, and there appeared Jesus. He didn't have to come through the door. He appeared. And what did Thomas say? He said, My Lord and my God. Thomas knew who he was. He sure did. So that was the Word. The Word, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. I still can't explain it, but I know it's so. There's one true and living God in three distinct personalities or persons, if you want to say that. Some people don't like the word persons, but God said that Christ, His Son, was the express image of His person. And so anyway, you know, we try to use words to describe something that's indescribable. You know, words are vehicles of communication. Sometimes we can't find the words because we don't have the understanding to use them even if we have. I don't know if that made sense. But I'd like to look at the Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost, He is God. I want to just quote a scripture here. Go to Acts chapter 8. You know, the Holy Ghost is God, and the Holy Ghost is Jehovah God. That's right. Sometimes we'll talk about the Father and the Son and leave off the Holy Ghost. I don't know why. The Holy Ghost is Jehovah. The Jehovah God. See, the Holy Ghost it's a he. The Comforter is a he. Yeah, that's right. Not a Casper. It's a he. Over here in Acts chapter 8, verse 16, talks about the Holy Ghost falling on these people. It says, Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. That's all I want out of that. That the Holy Ghost is a he. The third person in the Trinity. Trinity. That doesn't mean he's third down the line. Just means that's how he's listed in Scripture. Alright? We find that our bodies, says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it says your body is the temple of God. But I read him in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, is it God or the Holy Ghost? What? Yes. Both. Because there's only one true living God. The Holy Ghost is God. Uh, You remember a couple of people named Ananias and Sapphira? However you say it. Acts chapter 5. You know, they sold a parcel of land and we're going to lay the money down at the feet of the apostles. And Peter said, tell me that for so much, you know, he's keeping part of it back. Let me just read it. Verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife sold the possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? To keep back part of the price of the land. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. I thought he said he lied to the Holy Ghost. Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? He said, you didn't lie to men, you lied to God. God is the Holy Ghost. It's that simple. It's not hard to read it and believe it. I mean, well, sometimes it is. But it shouldn't be. We ought to read it and believe it. All right, the Holy Ghost. One more text. We'll find in... let's just look at that same prophecy of Isaiah. You remember Isaiah 6, where it talks about hearing ye shall hear, and understand not, and won't perceive? That was spoken by Jehovah God, wasn't it? Jehovah, the God, Adonai. It was spoken by God. But I find over in Acts chapter 28 that Paul was out preaching, just like Jesus was, and they rejected this message. Just like they rejected it when Christ spoke it. In verse 24, Acts 28. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet, saying unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see it with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. He just quoted Isaiah 6:9, where Jehovah said this scripture. He said these words. But right here it says, the Holy Ghost said them. The Holy Ghost said them. You know, it says that God spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God spake by the prophets. You agree with that? Well, over here in Acts chapter 1, verse 16, Peter stands up, before the day of Pentecost there, and he says, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Jews. This says that the Holy Ghost spake by the mouth of David. Well, Hebrews 1:1 says God spake by the prophets. They're the same. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. But I find that men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God, and He's Jehovah God. There's three that bear record in heaven. I can't explain it. We know they're distinct. That's usually not a problem. But what's the problem is believing there is only one true and living God. There's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The one in purpose, one in will, one in their attributes. They are separate in manifestation and separate in office. And the things that they perform. And like he creates, the Father gave, the Son redeemed, and the Holy Spirit applies. There's your three in one God. But salvation, like you said over in 43:11 of Isaiah, I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. That, my friends, is the Jehovah God. I am Jehovah. And besides me, there is no Savior. I thank you for your kind attention. May the Lord bless you richly, my friend. Yeah.